across the mid-north coast.
Strawny for breakfast.
G'day and welcome along, everybody, to this Wednesday. It is the 16th day of October. How are we? Did you have a good Tuesday? Beautiful weather yesterday, and I think we're in for another cracker today. Mostly sunny, a little bit of fog around early, and only a slight chance of a shower in the late afternoon and evening. They're going to throw in a storm there as well. Up to 34 degrees today. She's going to be stinking hot for the coastal waters as a strong wind warning out for northerlies at 20 to 25 knots. So she's going to blow today. At the moment at the weather stations, 15 in Coffs, 13 in Kempsey, 16 in Port, 13 degrees in Taree. Now, making news around the place today, Sydney man Jock Palfreyman has been released from jail in Bulgaria. A lot of people talking about that. And Australia's economic growth. Apparently, there's a story out today that it's worse than in Greece. That comes from the International Monetary Fund. Hello? Greece, they can bury us to Greece. I love Greece, but the economy ain't much, let me tell you. I'd rather our economy than Greece's. Now, locally with Lee today, a reviving Lake Cateye again to be discussed. And a cyclist has died after a crash near Boambi. That broke yesterday morning. The highway was closed and the crash investigation unit was there for a long time. Gee, must be awful for the family involved. Our thoughts go out to the cyclist's family. Dear, oh dear. In sport, Australia easily accounted for Chinese Taipei 7-1 in the World Cup qualifier overnight. And in local sport today, in swimming, the Port Macquarie Club start their season tonight with the pool being open from 6 o'clock for swim club tonight. And also wheelchair rugby, Port Macquarie's Riley Batt leads the Aussie Steelers into game one of the World Wheelchair Rugby Challenge in Tokyo. The Steelers will face New Zealand in game one. That's tomorrow. They've sort of got running it in tandem with the World Rugby Cup, which is great. I caught up with Riley Batt last week. He's pretty excited about heading back to Japan, although he's got one eye on the typhoons over there. Yes. Coming up on the show today, plenty happening, including Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. If you've heard a shocker, we'd like to hear from you. We're going to talk about Oztober. It's day 16 of our 31-day celebration of Australian music. Gleeso with the Oztober lunch today. And what about heading off to the garage session in Melbourne? You can enter via the Triple M app to see The Angels, Baby Animals, Diesel and Boom Crash Opera. What a prize. Also coming up, you can win $1,000 on the birthday wheel, and if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of John Mayer, Oscar Wilde and the wonderful Angela Lansbury. We'll check the Mid-North Coast today and a whole lot of other stuff here at Triple M. 132710, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au, get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up.
Stone the crows. That's Strawny.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet with Bluey Waters.
Yes.
Thanks to Watson's Caravans.
Yeah, for Watson's, Dane and his team, good morning. And here he is. Good morning to the great man, Bluey Waters, on another cracking spring morning. How are you, Bluey?
Good morning, Shawnee, and I'm very well, thank you, and excited about today. But the weather looks just so fantastic at the moment, but I think it's going to go pear-shaped by mid-morning.
We'll see, yeah, with that strong northerly wind. Now, at 34 degrees, how many of those $2.50 waters do you think you'll sell today, Bluey?
Oh, I might go through a couple of cartons of them.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Now, you should hear the spiel. When he's waving goodbye to people on the barbecue boats or on the half cabins, you're right for drinks in that one. Yeah. You know, that's and they think twice. Yeah. And they go, well, we better have a couple of those. Ching, 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 ching. That's all you hear. Now, other than water, Bluey, what's everybody's favourite? You know, always used to be a can of Coke or whatever it is.
Oh, you can't go past a can of Coke. I suppose it still goes. But the Bundaberg make a great range of mixed drinks or something, and they're very popular.
You know the one I love, Bluey? Is it pineapple and coconut?
That's it, pineapple and coconut.
How good's that one?
Yes, very refreshing.
Oh, very nice indeed. Very nice indeed. Now, 34 degrees today. I'm worried about Saker. Is he on with you today, or will he be at the golf course now?
Oh, he'll be on the golf course today. Oh, yeah, okay. It's Wednesday, golf day, hump day.
this. And so he's got great mates. If he does anything wrong, they're first to come and dob. I just love it. It's great to have my spies everywhere ready to find out what Soaker's done. Remember when he told Tommy he got the hole in one? But remember, it was the second go. The first one went in the drink.
That's right.
Well, it was the best four I've ever seen on the second at Emerald Downs. But anyway, let's talk fishing today, Bluey. As you say, we've got the Bureau's issued that strong wind warning. We're going to have to get out early. You do have your favourite rising tide. A little bit of fresh in the water over the weekend. Gee, where do you think we should go?
No, I'm going to gamble. I'm going out to the beach this morning. I haven't been out there for a while. I've got a few worms here. I'm going to grab a few pippies. Brim and whiting is the target. We've got to have a look to see what's on the beaches. We have not been out there for ages. It's criminal that we haven't, and we're out there this morning. Might be back by mid-morning, but brim and whiting's the way to go.
On worms and pippies. Ah, beautiful. Yes. Okay. And have you seen the wormer of late? I haven't seen the great man for a while.
Yes, he's going quite well, actually, at the moment,
that's good.
Yes.
That's good. Excellent. Good stuff for the wormer. Now, clubs out this weekend?
Yes, we've got a big one on this weekend, and it's basically it's the Propeller Shield, one of our premier events.
The Broken Propeller.
That's it, yes. We've got the Southern Clubs, they're out, the Loredan United Services Fish Club, Loredan Hotel, Camden Haven Bowling Club, and the Lake Haddai Amateur Fishing Club. They're all competing for the Propeller Shield. The host club is Loredan United. And it's a 1 o'clock weigh-in, back of the clubhouse with a barbecue.
Okie dokie. Well, that's going to be a big one for the weekend. I'll just love it. Have you actually seen the shield? Does it have a broken propeller on the shield, Bluey?
Yes, it does.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yes, it's been well.
That's what we want to hear. Fantastic. Okie dokie. All right, so good luck to all the fishing clubs out this weekend. And it looks like it's going to be a cracker too. Tomorrow up to 33. A little cooler on Friday, only 29, and cooler on Saturday's bumping up to 31. So it is really going to be summer conditions, Bluey, over the next 3 days or so.
Yes. Yeah, it looks very nice, doesn't it?
Yeah, it should be quite nice.
I had time yesterday evening to review the Bathurst tapes.
Oh, yes, what did you think?
Yes, and I cleared Lachlan McLaughlin of any wrongdoing.
Yep.
That's the first thing. So I don't think he'll lose his winning trophy. Also, Wincup was actually advantaged because by holding the team up, by the time when they came out of the pits, the first two cars, the other car, the lap cars came through, and there was two cars between Wincup and McLaughlin. So Wincup actually was advantaged by that.
Interesting.
Yeah, so McLaughlin had to go around two lap cars before he could get back to Wincup. So actually Wincup came out in front of that. Of course, Vancouver was disadvantaged because he was left behind Gukulfa. But, I don't think we're really wrong with it. I think it was wrong that Kufar probably done it under team orders.
Yep.
But basically, it's something that's just got to rectify. But McLaughlin didn't keep his trophy as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, but I know the world's changed, Bluey, particularly with, you know, occupational health and safety and all that type of stuff, but it's not the race it was. I mean, you're lucky to go 10 laps without someone coming in or a pace car coming out, and it's just the race has changed forever, hasn't it? It's just a tactical game of sprints.
Yeah, it's a sprint race. You know, you try to get to your lap time, so you can get your fuel in. So you're basically looking at about 19 laps. Every 19 laps you want to be in, fuel up. So your segment goes into eights, so with seven pit stops, and you hope you just got enough fuel at the end.
Yeah, it is truly amazing. It reminds me of a game of basketball. Like they play for so long, but it's always the last 10 minutes. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And I suppose that's what the television networks want, Bluey.
That's right. That's why they started at 11:30 so they could finish
it. Yeah, I know. Gone are the days when you... What about the halcyon days where you'd see Peter Brock win by three laps, Bluey? That's never going to happen again, is it?
Yeah. With the arm out the window and breaks the record, the fastest lap of the days on the last lap, he's got his arm out the window.
Yeah, and that's right. And he's three laps in front. Oh, we're just cranky old men, though, I suppose. But, yeah, it certainly does make for great theatre, but... Gee, I don't know. It's like rugby league versus rugby union. You know, one time, I keep going back to it, I always like to barrack for Australia, but I saw one bloke set a scrum three times and then send a bloke off. It took 10 minutes. You know, you're lucky to get 30 minutes at a game of rugby these days, aren't you?
That's correct.
Oh, goodness. Anyway, we're not talking rugby. We're talking fishing. And it's going to blow today. So get out early, folks. And you're sending us out to the beach on the rising tide.
Yes, we're out to the beaches. Take a few worms. Grab a few pippies. Try for a nice quality brim or a nice whiting.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Strawny for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast's Triple M.
Sunny and a top of 29. Hi, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest Mid-North Coast local news. Plenty of talking points in this evening's Port Hastings Council meeting. Council is looking at borrowing $25 million for a range of projects led by the $15 million allocated to extensions of Boundary Street. They'll tonight discuss the impacts of borrowing so much money. $1 million is also earmarked for the struggling Lake Cadia system to do investigative and or construction work to improve tidal flows. Revive Lake Cadia President Danielle Maltman says they're in favour of that, but the money must be spent wisely.
We're not quite certain as to the actual specifics of it, so we are in support of it. We just want to seek some more information. That's hard in the Lake Innes and Lake Cadia estuarine system from Oceanside Bridge in a westerly direction. So we just want to seek a bit more information and make sure that it's just fiscally responsible to look at borrowing $1 million on behalf of the Lake Cadia estuarine system.
The Settlement Point ferry is said to be taken out of action today and won't be up and running again for 6 weeks. The ferry will undergo its scheduled out-of-water dry dock inspection and programmed maintenance. Over the duration of the work, the Hibbard ferry will be relocated to the Settlement Point crossing. The work is required once every 4 years. Council is thanking the community for their patience while the work is done. More details on Council's website. The petrol price report is in from the NRMA and it's good news for Port Macquarie. Over the past week, regular unleaded has gone from 151.9 cents a litre to 151.5, a small drop. Here's Rebecca Page from the NRMA.
We're seeing slight falls across regional New South Wales on average, a few cents here and there across towns, which is really welcome news, especially if you need to fill up a fleet of vehicles or if you regularly fill up with fuel.
There was also a slight improvement in Kempsey and prices were unchanged in Wauchope. And Nambucca Shire Council have adopted what's been labelled a buy local policy. It's seen council enact policies to encourage and support local suppliers and therefore economic activity in the local government area. A boost to grassroots sport is on the agenda. There's a new round of state government's local sports grants program. It goes to support development or upgrades to local sporting facilities. Port Macquarie MP Leslie Williams says it's the chance to share in $4.65 million in grants. The sports grants program is now in its fifth year. The local electorate has been allocated $85,000 for much-needed projects. Apply now. Applications close November 25. That's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a light northerly wind blowing already, so that means those protected northern corners will have the cleanest and the best conditions for a surf. We do have two little swells happening. We have a bit of leftover southeast swell and we have a new little wind northeast swell. Most northern corners do have waves around that 3 foot mark with the occasional bigger set coming through. Open beaches are probably worth a look for that early to mid-morning surf before that wind gets too strong out of the northeast. We do have a high tide around 11 o'clock today. Low tide is around 5 o'clock this afternoon and the water temperature is around 19 to 20 degrees.
Johnny Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has just revealed the list of nominees for next year's event. A total of 16 artists have been announced, including Motorhead, Judas Priest, Thin Lizzy, Soundgarden, T-Rex, MC5, Nine Inch Nails, Pat Benatar, Todd Rundgren and Depeche Mode. The list is completed by the Dave Matthews Band, the Doobie Brothers, Kraftwerk, Whitney Houston, the Notorious B.I.G. and Rufus featuring Chaka Khan. Peter Frampton has finished his final ever tour. The former Herd and Humble Pie guitarist finished up his finale, the farewell tour run of dates at a 12,500 capacity Concord Pavilion in Concord, California at the weekend. The guitarist's 16 song set, including the classic solo hits Show Me the Way and Baby I Love Your Way, as well as a raft of cover versions, including Soundgarden's Black Hole Sun. Frampton encored with three songs, covers of Ida Cox's 4-Day Creep and Ray Charles's I Don't Need No Doctor before finishing up with the Beatles' While My Guitar Gently Weeps. All of us played Frampton Comes Alive to death. Thank you, Peter Frampton.
Thank you.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast, Stan Strotty for Brekkie, and Worst Dad Joke Wednesday coming up next hour. It's the Cutting Crew there. I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight. Classic sunrise this morning. Stinking hot, up to 34 degrees today with a strong wind warning current for these northerlies that should hit mid-morning.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton news agencies.
Well, you know, they say that you should be grateful every day, be grateful for something. Lee Jollo and I went through a staff training thing like that about, 2 months ago? And I said, well, one of my things to do today, I will compliment Lee Jollo on his car because it is so clean. It looks $1 million in the car park. I do so, and he comes clean.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate your compliment. It's come clean, literally. Yes, well called.
Because?
Yeah. Oh, look, I didn't clean it. It's been serviced and they did it for me. Yeah. Oh, look, I'd love to claim it, but they did a good job. It's come up well.
Yeah. It looks $1 million out there. Yeah, well, there you go. He's always got the cleanest car in the car park, Lee Jollo, let me tell you. All right, Lee, what are they saying in the papers today?
Yeah, so in the Daily Telegraph, the headline, MDMA, mad drug made A-OK. Revealed coroner's radical agenda to legalise drug use. Coroner Harriet Graham's full radical agenda has been revealed with recommendations for decriminalisation of personal drug use and that the government fund a permanent pill testing unit. At the same time, she's criticised police drug searches, saying they're potentially doing harm, while she says officers should be there to provide support and comfort to festival revellers. Also, Kelly's date with Destiny, the barriers are set, the turf gleaming, and now superstar Kelly Rowland has touched down for her headline performance at the Everest on Saturday. That's in the Telegraph this morning. Meanwhile, in the Sydney Morning Herald, the headline there, Premier to ignore coroner's findings. Premier Gladys Berejiklian will ignore recommendations by the deputy coroner to introduce pill testing at music festivals, insisting her staunch opposition to illegal drug taking would not change. Also, economy weaker than Greece. This is an interesting one. The International Monetary Fund has sharply downgraded forecasts for the Australian economy as evidence mounts that the Morrison government's income tax cuts are not being spent by cautious consumers trying to get on top of their mortgages.
All right, thank you, Lee. And locally with you today, we've got some interesting ones. We've got ferries out, we've got reviving lakes, and a whole lot of other stuff locally today. It's all happening.
Yeah, you're certainly right. So one of the big talking points out of Port Hastings Council meeting tonight, which incidentally is down in Laurieton, one of the big talking points is the potential implications of borrowing $25 million if supported. Six projects would be funded by the borrowing. Boundary Road extensions in Port, they would get $15 million, as well as that Brill Brill Road at Rollins Plain, $6 million, and the hatch at Blackman's Point, $1.2 million. Also, yeah, as we say, Lake Cat Eye, they're going to have an update on that, and there's also talk of $1 million for that struggling walkway, waterway. down at Settlement Point, there's going to be no ferry at all crossing the Hastings between 10 and 1 p.m. today. The Settlement Point ferry, as we know, is, of course, going offline for 6 weeks. They do this only once every 4 years. But the good news is the Hibbard Ferry is, in the meantime, going to be replacing that in Settlement Point. So, yeah.
There you go. Good on you, Lee. All right. Thank you very much for that. Further details coming up with Lee, the bloke with the cleanest car in the Triple M car park, in around 8 minutes' time.
Strawny's Brekkie Show.
Who threw that stone? Come on.
For the Port City Bowling Club. What's trending for Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe?
Where you can get 20 to 50% off giftware, statues, pots and water features now. Well, this is what everyone's talking about. After evading a Division 1 winner for the past 6 weeks, the Oz Lotto $50 million jackpot has gone off. Now, a single winner from New South Wales has taken out the lot with another 12 winners sharing in the $500,000 Division 2 pool. The winning numbers for last night were 5, 32, 22, 13, 20, 25 and 42, with supplementaries 21 and 23. The identity of the new multi-millionaire remains a mystery. That's why you're at work and I'm at work. Last night's winning entry was not registered to a player card. The identity of the ticket holder remains a mystery, and they may have yet to discover they're now $50 million richer. The lot is urging all New South Wales residents or visitors who purchased an entry in last night's Oz Lotto draw to check their ticket and make contact to claim their prize. Check your tickets, everybody.
What's trending for Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe?
So my friend told me how electricity is measured, and I was like, what?
Oh, I see what you did there, an electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday.
Powered by
Don't Get Fried Electrical.
Electricity is no joke.
Yes, but this program certainly is. 13:27, Ted. Who's heard a howler that they've sort of, you know, yeah, it's not bad? Well, that is the definition of a dad joke. Come on, 13:27, Ted. Who's got a yarn for us today? Act one on the program. We go to John in Port Macquarie. G'day, John.
Good morning, Mark.
What's your yarn for us today, champ?
You know, before crowbars were invented, crows had to drink at home.
Oh, John, that is terrible. Act two, we go to Trent in Kempsey. G'day, Trent. What's your yarn for us today?
On the weekend, Johnny, I bought 8 legs of venison for about $200. Do you reckon that's 2 beers?
No! Somebody help me.
Strawny for breakfast.
Oh, dear. It's 11 to 8. Triple M, rocking your Wednesday. It is Brian Adams there. Can't stop this thing we started. What have we started with Worst Joke Wednesday? Fair dinkum. Anyway, 7 to 8 after 8, the $1,000 birthday wheel.
So my friend told me how electricity is measured, and I was like, what?
Oh, I see what you did there, an electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday.
Powered by
Don't Get Fried Electrical.
Electricity is no joke.
But this program certainly is, well, at this stage anyway. We go to the soundproof booth. Glenn Stewart, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, mate?
Terrific, buddy. Who did you like out of that lot?
Oh, of course, I've got to give it to Trent from Kempsey.
It's very good. What's that?
Rosie and I were sitting here laughing our heads off.
Yeah, well, there you go. Good on you, Rose. I paid $200 for 8 legs of venison. Is that too dear? My goodness, that is one of that goes into the. I reckon I'll do a segment at the end of the year where we'll get the best of the worst dad joke Wednesdays, and that's got to be
sounds
up there.
Good. That's up there.
It certainly is. Particularly given the area of the Mid North Coast, how everybody after the backside dropped out of the deer industry, they just let them go, and they're everywhere.
They're all over the joint now,
mate. I was dropping a bloke home the other night, and I felt like I was in a nativity scene. There were the deer in the middle of the road. I thought, is this December? What is going on? Anyway, let's have a look at what's happening at the club. Lucky members draw tonight. What are we at?
So we kicked up to $4,000 for the members draw, yeah.
$4,000. Beautiful. And entertainment this week, great man?
The great Kingy's back on Friday.
Oh, gee, he can play. He's good.
And after the Everest, you can hang around, have some dinner and... watch Siren. Siren are great.
Yeah, and of course, coming out, it's going to be here before we know it, the Melbourne Cup.
This thing just moving. It never stops, the Melbourne Cup, is it? It's such a great day.
Yeah, now you've got the courtesy bus running.
10.
Yeah, beauty.
We've got a photo booth. It'll be our little jockey station, which is a little food station we set up around the club.
Yep.
Good. It's a good day.
Excellent. She's a good horse, Ken. She'll run all day. Why did you... Well, whether they're male or female, they always talk like that, don't they?
So what's your tip for the Everest?
My tip for the Everest? Well, it's funny. I love the thought of 3 in a row. Red Zeal, you'd think?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because it doesn't matter if it's only won 3 races in its life. If they're 3 races worth absolute...
$14 million.
How are we going?
Andy.
It is too. Unbelievable. Now, what did you think of Bathurst? We were both lamenting the days of back when, you know, before the pace car, and, you know, blokes would win the race by 6 or 7 laps. These days, you're lucky to win it by about 1 second, aren't you?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a definite science now, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly
is. Can go, it's going to take you that much fuel to get round.
Yeah, just incredible, just amazing. Anyway, good luck to you, Glenn Stewart, and trivia right. tonight with Jerry. You got a question for us for Jerry?
Ready?
Yep.
This one for the South people. Which rugby league Burgess player is the oldest? Is it Tom, George, or Luke?
Tom, George, or Luke. We're talking Burgess brothers.
Burgess brothers.
Yeah, they're like the English version of the Daddos, aren't they? There's heaps of them, yeah.
All the reins.
All right, thank you, great man. Have a great week, right Glenn.
Up. See you, mate. Be good.
I love this music. Triple M, right across the Mid-North Coast, the best address in Australia. It is Jay Barnes, working class man. How good is it when we get to see him at the end of the month in Coffs? Oh, yes, thank you very much. The great man, Jimmy Barnes. Whoa, we are so looking forward to it. Yeah, the International Stadium is going to be sensational. 11 past 8, how about we give away some money?
Triple M, birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie.
So come and see the team at Port Home Zone. 40 Wings, serious about sleep.
Yeah, away we go. $1,000 to give away. And let's see if we can go to Joe and the Mighty McClay and get rid of this cash-a-roo. G'day, Joe. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
That's away. What are you doing today, Joe?
Off to work.
Doesn't that interrupt our lives? Anyway, let's try and make it a pleasurable work day with $1,000 in your pocket. Joe, what number are we looking for you on the wheel?
I would like 28.
28. All right, Joe, here we go. Come on, 28. Come on, 28 for the wheel. 28, 28, 28, 28. Oh, it just went past, Joe. It's now on the number 22. Can't give you the cash, Joe, but end of the month, the promotions department here do a Triple M bag up, jam-packed full of goodies. You're in the running to win that. Thanks, Joe. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. I was close. Other birthdays today, I can tell you there's some luminaries on the Mid-North Coast birthdaying today, including Roosters supporter extraordinaire Chris Touched Veach. Yeah. Good on you, Veachy. Have a great day. Now, Bob Cunningham also birthdaying today. Yeah, happy birthday, Bob, and also Benny Williams. Have a great day, Ben. Now, people like Chris, Bob and Ben are sharing their birthdays with John Mayer, the great Oscar Wilde and Angela Lansbury, all born on this day, October 16.
Strawny.
For breakfast. Triple M.
Yes! Triple M, Mid-North Coast, and Strawny for Brekkie. And the $4,000 lucky members draw at my great sponsors, Port City Bowling Club, this evening. Yeah, the Love and Spoonful, summer in the city. And, gee, it's going to feel summerish today, up to 34 degrees. Port Swim Club going back tonight at 6 o'clock at the pool there. It's going to be great. And as I mentioned with Jimmy Barnes earlier, he's going to be, I think I may have said the stadium, he's at Park Beach Reserve, October 26th. And, wow, that's just going to be fantastic. Tickets through Ticketmaster. We gave away a stack of tickets earlier on in the year for this one, and that is just going to be unbelievable. And, of course, just fitting that it's in Oztober, Triple M's 31-day celebration of Australian music, and, wow, Dave Gleeson back from lunch today. How about some of the guests he's had so far? Another cracking lineup for you from midday today with Dave in Oztober. And, of course, we wind it up on October 31 in Melbourne with the Oztober Garage Sessions, The Angels, Baby Animals, Diesel, Boom Crash Opera live on stage. You and your bestie can win an invite by entering via the Triple M app and staying listening to us here at the M's. And Kennedy Malloy phoning everybody that has won the tickets, and it's been fun hearing Jane and Mick talk to them about what's going to be a super garage session in Melbourne. Just fantastic. Coming up next, Strawny leaks all the latest entertainment goss. Who's been nominated to go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? And one of the greats of the 70s plays his last tour. It winds up at the weekend in California. Who is it? Details next. Really Triple M and Strotty for Brekkie. Thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bowler, just by Town Beach, which would be a popular spot to be today. And with $4,000 up for grabs in the lucky members draw there tonight. The Kinks, you really got me. And also America, the story of the Ventura Highway. Checking in on the Pacific Highway. At this stage, no problems on the roads. It all looks good. After nine, Ray on 131-873.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on?
Yeah, well, first up, I can tell you that the Port Macquarie Swim Club are starting their new season tonight from 6. Yep, all the mums and dads have got the kids going back to swim club tonight, 6 o'clock at the pool in Gordon Street in Port Macquarie. Also on the Nambucca, it's hospital bingo at the RSL Club today. $200 has got to go off, and remember, all the proceeds go to the Maxville and District Hospital. Also, we've got a found doggy on Cameron Street in Moorhab, an adult male brindle staffy. Very friendly, no collar, been found on Cameron Street. If you are missing this dog, give us a call here. We'll put you in contact with the people, the kind people that have found the little bloke, okay? An adult male brindle staffy found on Cameron Street. That's the Mid-North Coast today at 16 to 9. Triple M, Mid-North Coast, Ed Strotty for Brekkie. You're wrapping up. It's been a very busy morning with Rod Stewart, Do You Think I'm Sexy, and Gypsy there from Fleetwood Mac. Just about it for us. If you missed any part of the show, remember you can always go to my page and press catch up on Triple M. It is all there for you. And, of course, don't forget, day 16 of Oztober, Dave Gleeson and the Oztober lunch coming up at midday today. Now, tomorrow on the show, with the Camden Haven show coming up at the weekend, we'll be talking about what you've won at your local country show. I've got to say, once I won a Scooby-Doo, about a 3-foot Scooby-Doo covered in a lot of dust at the Knock'em Downs. What have you won at your local show? We'll talk about that tomorrow. Stand by, Ray after nine on 131-873. Have a great day.
Thank you.